All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. How you doing, Pastor Ben?
Good, bro.
You doing? All right. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov. God is good all the time. Praise God. I want to make sure I take care of some of our family first, who sent in all these beautiful cards, especially on Sunday. And I got a couple more today. And this one is from, it says P.S. Oh, this is from Mary. Yeah, these are the two cards that Mary sent me. Your sister in Christ, Mariah. Okay, so one's from Mariah, and then one is from, what's going on? And one is from, wow, well, I got a chance to read them both. Beautiful letters, beautiful cards. And I wanted to look at something else as well. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's from Chris and Neil. That's the one I read Sunday.
Let's see the problem.
Yeah. That's the one I read Sunday. And then I wanted to see the ones from this week, because I really want to thank everyone for sending me cards that I can read all the time. Check this out. That's handmade, huh?
That's beautiful.
That's pretty, huh? And then I want Lori to know, I read your letter. I just finished reading it while I was here. And it's a beautiful letter. Tells the story of my beginning till now.
Wow.
And thank God for what he's done in my life. Okay, here. And this is from Lee and Cynthia. And I think they're from Texas, yeah. And they said, we're still barking in Texas. And I'm barking in California.
Yeah.
And she's barking in Texas. Yeah. They're barking in Texas. And then we got this letter from the Abraham family. And it says, we want to thank you so much for letting God use you both as a vessel. Your ministry has been a blessing to us. Number 624. You know I know that. You know what number 624 is? So he said, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Continue to do the work. This is from the Lord to you. All glory, shalom, from the Abraham family in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Amen.
So, all right, so let's get started here. I don't know how this is going to work out, because the Lord wants you to know something. And I have to be very strong about what I'm telling you, okay? Because there is a tribulation coming to the earth, okay? The title of this message is, what are your plans for the tribulation, basically? Because if you don't have any plans, Satan will make them for you. So, yeah, for the tribulation. If you have no plans for the tribulation, Satan will definitely make your plans for you.
Yeah.
I have plans for the tribulation.
Yes. Not to be here.
My plan is not to be here. My neighbors, they used to tell us when we was living on Ocean, would say, what are your plans for? I say, I plan to not be here. And that's the way I feel about the tribulation.
Amen.
I plan to not be here. And if you haven't made plans to not be here, you need to make plans.
That's right.
And the only way to make plans is to find Jesus Christ and ask him to be Lord and Savior in your life.
Yes.
To live it, to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
Because the Lord is letting me know tribulation is coming, and human beings have completely underestimated his hatred for them.
Yes.
Because Satan does not like you at all. Okay? He does not like you at all. So you better understand what's going on in the world, and you better understand that there is a presence, a satanic antichrist presence in the world, and it's been here for quite some time, okay? Me and Pastor Ben were shocked when we found out that Sammy Davis Jr. was a Satan worshiper. Because, you know, we grew up on Sammy Davis Jr. We was all singing the Candyman. And when we saw him posed up with LaVey at the Satanic Church in San Francisco, we thought, Sammy Davis Jr. was a Satanist? Wow. So it's a lot has been going on in the world, and we need to be ready and prepared to leave, okay? Yes. And I'm saying that to everybody that I know, because I know they really don't understand what's going on, like the things that are going on right now in the world, okay? Mm-hmm. With the pedophilia, okay? This is not new. It's been exposed. Like God says, all things will be exposed. Yeah. Okay? And so it's not new. There were people that were taught that this thing, this very thing was happening to years ago, and they were trying to tell everybody what had happened to them, and that was a lady named Arizona Wilder, Kathy O'Brien, and Bryce Taylor. They were trying to tell us a long time ago that there were people in this world who worship Satan, who are into brainwashing, who are into all kinds of craziness. And I've been trying to tell you, look, they are here. And this is my message. This is the message that the Lord said to give to you. Nephilim are here. Okay? The you know what the big problem is? Second statement. They look like you. So you wouldn't know one if you walked right up to them and started talking to them. Like the military guy said, these guys look so much like us that if one of them was president, we wouldn't even know it. Okay? So you need to know they are here, and they have messed around with the gene pool so much that they look human. Now, how do you know that they're not human? They don't act like us, okay? They're into all kinds of things that regular human beings are not into, okay? They're into pedophilia. They're into pedivore. You know what pedivore is? You know what a carnivore is? Okay? That's right. What is a pedivore? Someone who eats children. So I want you to know that they are here, and their behavior is very evil, okay? Very evil, okay? One of the ladies, I think Arizona Wilder, no, it was Kathy O'Brien, who said that as a little girl that Hillary had raped her as a little girl. And I was trying to tell people, hey, you guys need to look at this before you vote for her to be president. And I kept posting it, and people were mad at me because they wanted a woman president. And I said, I don't care about her being a woman. I'm talking about her history proves that she's not human, because humans don't do the things that she has done in her life. I wouldn't even want to go through all the things that Bill and Hillary have done in their life and the amount of people that are dead because of them trying to expose them. It is incredible. So understand what's going on in the world, okay? I gave you guys a booklet, and I saw you guys reading through it, and I was looking at this thing and I was trying to figure out, someone mentioned to me that the witches made their wands out of Hollywood. There's a tree, or a certain type of tree called a holly. And witches
would always make their wands for their magic spells out of the Hollywood. Mm. And that's how you got the name of Hollywood. So I'm going to read some of it to you. It says Hollywood was named due to a few circumstances. Hollywood, Holly, is said to be a symbol of goodwill, peace, health, and happiness. Holly is also to be one of the sacred trees of faith of Wicca and witchcraft. In folklore, holly tree bush is associated with the spirit of vegetation, wanting, and the force of nature. So the making a wand from the holly tree, from this holly type of wood, this is where they get the name Hollywood. So I want you to know that the whole place is based in Satanism and witchcraft. Wow. It says again here, I looked up another one. It said Hollywood magic wand, pagan Wicca. And it says holly is the famous wood that Harry Potter wand is made out of. This is one of the whitest woods available, fine grain and hard. It is associated with holiness, not our holiness, okay? Mm-hmm. Protection from evil spirits and poison. Helps with business endeavors and progress. Consecrations, okay? So this whole thing that the city of Hollywood that we live so close by was named based on the fact that it is witchcraft, okay? So now you might understand why so much is going on there, okay? I want you to turn, because I want to clear this up, to this page right here. It says Kabbalah, and you see the upside down cross? Now, because we speak Hebrew, okay, Ki anaknu leberim ivrit does not mean that we read everything Hebrew. You understand? Kabbalah has nothing to do with God. Okay? Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism, witchcraft, and Satanism. Okay? So if anybody say, oh, you're interested in Hebrew, do you want to learn Kabbalah? They're asking you to get involved in witchcraft. Okay? Because it has nothing to do with the Bible. All right? Amen. Now, you see here they have the Kabbalah, but they have the upside down cross. Now, you know what the upside down cross stands for, right? Satan worship, right? That's the upside down cross. You see somebody with an upside down cross, you better know that they are serious about their Satan worship. Okay? Now, my thing was I got scared because I'm looking at Chelsea Clinton, and she has, in two different occasions, wearing an upside down cross. Why would Chelsea Clinton be wearing an upside down cross? Well, if you know who her parents are, and I keep telling you, Nephilim are here. They look like you. Understand that, okay? There's no more Nephilim giants where we see them and then we run right away because we know that they're Nephilim, okay? They look like you. They walk like you. They talk like you. Only thing is they don't act like you and they don't behave like you, okay? Amen. Now, I got this page here, Pastor. When somebody is practicing this witchcraft, which they call Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah, I'm doing this because someone asked me, they wanted to get involved in studying Kabbalah. I said, are you crazy? Oh, it's Jewish. It's all the scriptures, the prayers are in Jewish. I said, it's not the Bible. It's witchcraft. There's regular English and there's witchcraft English, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's in Hebrew, don't make it from God, all right? So in Hollywood, when somebody is into the Kabbalah worship or Satan worship, the upside down cross, but they wear this little red string around their arm so that they know that you're into mysticism and Kabbalah worship, wow. Okay? So here are all the celebrities, okay? I forget who she is, but you guys know. Crutcher and here, yeah, I forget his name. Yeah, yeah, Rihanna. Yeah, so she's got the Kabbalah string around her hand, and Austin Kushner, he has the Kabbalah thing around him. And of course, Beyonce, she not only has it there, but she throws up the satanic bophomite at the same time. Okay, and then you have, okay, I forget this girl's name. Israel. Who's that girl? What's that girl's name?
Madonna over there.
No. No, she's the one where they did all the murders at her concert.
Angelina.
No, they did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's the one that had the murders at her concert, and she acted as if she didn't know about it, that it was going to happen. Of course, you know Madonna is completely satanic, so she's got the red ribbon around her. So I'm doing this for somebody who asked me about studying Kabbalah. Do not do it. Amen. I don't care how Jewish it looks. It is not from God. Okay? The other thing I wanted to show you was this. You guys know what this is? What is that? That's an Emmy Award. Okay? Now, the Emmy Award is given out to what? The best actors and actresses on TV, right? Now, let's look at this. Okay? What is it called? Who gives this award out? And notice it's an angel, but it's an angel with two
horns.
No, those are two lightning bolts on her back.
Like when Satan was
cast out. When Satan was cast out, like a lightning bolt, but now he's got the control of the world in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look up this. Are you guys looking at this? If you're looking at this, go ahead, you can look at it. This is who gives it out. The National Academy of Television Arts and Science. That's who gives out that award every year. Okay, let's do something here. Let's take the first letter from each word. Now, what is that backwards? S-A-T-A-N. The Satan Awards.
Oh my goodness.
So I want you to understand, wow, and to know that the same way that God codes things, Satan knows, okay?
Wow.
And the scripture said he turns everything upside down, okay? So you have to understand, when you're watching television, when you're watching all of these things, when I don't know how people can put up with two hours of profanity just to watch a movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're in our family, we're like very careful, like what we watch, okay? And you have to understand who's putting out all of this material, why they're putting it out, because they're training you to be like them, not like God, okay? So I wanted you guys to see that and to know that this is active and in this world. And I have no idea why Chelsea Clinton, but I do know why. Because the Lord told me Nephilim have children. And why wouldn't they? Drea, you guys just got here. The thing the Lord told me is Nephilim are here. They look like you. Okay? Do not think that these people look like aliens or they are not what they show you on TV. They look like you, okay? And you have to be prepared, because the scriptures is telling us something concerning these people, okay? Right now, they can't do all the things that they want to do, but there is a time coming where they will act and do all the evil that they want to do in this world, and they will not try to hide any longer, okay?
Amen. That's so true.
I want us to go to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2.
verse 43. And it says, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle themselves with the seeds of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. They will do what? They will mingle themselves with the seeds of men. Who are the seeds of men? The offsprings of human beings. Yeah. It says they will mingle themselves with human beings, okay? And they said that we will not stay bonded with them, but this is one thing they not are going to do. This is one thing they have already done, okay? Do you guys, how many of you guys think that Obama is 100% human? Mm-hmm. I don't believe it, okay? I don't believe it by the words that he said. What was his motto when he was running?
Oh.
Yes, we can. And what is that backwards? I wish I had Paris here. I'd have him put it on my phone and play it. Thank you, Satan, backwards, okay? So as he was getting elected, he had all these people chanting this, yes, we can. Yeah. And backwards, you play it backwards, it's going to say, thank you, Satan. He has somebody take do a painting of him, and he has the guy paint him with six fingers. What does six fingers mean? Nephilim, okay? So I really want you guys to know and understand that we are already living in a world infested by these type of people, okay? And I want you to know that your entertainment is controlled by these people.
Yes.
You understand? So let's continue.
Man, good.
I want to give out everything the Lord wanted me to tell you.
Pastor Sandy?
Yes.
I can't pronounce the name. It said also the painting has snakes in the forehead.
Yes. And on the forehead of that painting that he had done. So, wow. Okay, I'm going to say this as well. Now listen. Listen to me, because When Billy Graham died, everybody said one of our great evangelists has died, right? Now, we know Fiona Barnett, the young girl who said she met Billy Graham, where at? Bohemian Grove, okay? And she said there is the place where he took advantage of her, okay? And she was a little girl. I want you to understand and know that everything that's in front of you that pretends to be Christian is not Christian. When you get home, I'd like you to look up Franklin Graham's, Billy Graham's son, at Voodoo Donuts.
Say what?
Okay? Oh, yeah. Voodoo Donuts was being investigated because of pedophilia. Voodoo Donuts, Franklin Graham is there. He's one of the best friends with the owner of Voodoo Donuts. You look at the donuts and you tell me if that's a Christian donut place. They have one donut that's made of a cross with Jesus on the donut with blood dripping from them that you can eat. Okay, and then there's other ones that I can't even mention because my son is here, but they are not Christian. It's not a Christian donut shop, okay? And so understand, everyone that preaches the gospel is not from God, okay? People can preach the gospel and live another life, okay? We have the three pastors that were in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
They were running a whole ring and preaching every Sunday. You understand? Eddie Long was preaching every Sunday, and had boys in the congregation. So it's like you guys got to understand that when it comes to this, now we are responsible for our walk in Christ. You are responsible to stay in the Word because God is promising you there will be a tribulation period.
Yeah.
Okay. There will be a tribulation period. Yes, Pastor.
Pastor Sandy, Josh Bagby, can you ask Pastor Sandy, he wants to know if Mason is demonic.
Hmm?
The Masons, is that demonic?
The Masons, they worship Lucifer. The seventh step in becoming a Mason is you have to confess that Lucifer is the Holy Spirit. So, yes, Freemasons is 100% satanic.
And what's the Lady Mason?
Huh?
What's the Lady Mason?
And the Eastern Stars. It's all satanic. Used to do the sign language. Mother Rosie, right?
Uh-huh.
She said she went to the church. They tried to, Antioch, and they tried to get her to join the Eastern Stars. And she thought it was a good idea first. She said, then they started talking about doing spells. And she said, She said, she was in the car. She said, let me get in my car and get out of here. So I'm telling you that you are responsible to be awake and alert in a very dangerous time. And you are responsible to stay awake and alert because you know that Christ is coming and the days and the times that we're living in. Now, I'm doing all of this at first because the Lord really wants you to see the picture. You know that they can control weather, right?
Yes.
You know that they can start earthquakes, right?
Right.
Okay, with heart. Okay. Is that a lot of power for a man to be able to have?
It's a lot.
Yes. Okay. Now, I want to know this. If you were in the tribulation, do you think if you have enough guns that you can protect yourself and enough food buried?
No.
Okay. Even if you're in your house and you feel protected because you have the guns, they'll turn your water off. How long are you going to last after that?
Yeah.
Then I'm telling you this, after, even if you have guns and they say they don't want to go in after you, they got things they call drones.
Yeah.
And a drone can fly over your house, blow up your house, and keep moving. So the tribulation is not a survival time. You understand? You've got to understand when David went to go fight the giant, David was fighting a future prophecy of a coming Antichrist that's going to be so large that everyone's going to be scared of him. Okay? And the giant that the world is going to have to fight is going to be huge.
Yes.
You understand? Now, the last thing I want to tell you about is because someone was at 10, I got two guns. I was like, dude, you're not going to survive the tribulation because you got two guns.
And Satan got guns too.
But listen to this, because up north, when they had the fires, there were documentations that said that the Illuminati wanted to own all this land and they didn't want any people living in this particular area. They drew it out. They have the map of the plan before the fires. When those fires hit, have we ever seen any fires like we saw in Northern California? Those fires burnt the iron rims off of cars, okay? Those fires melted homes and everything in them, okay? So I'm saying, who has this power in their hand to sear a house? And they did it overnight when all of these people were asleep. You understand? So you have to understand that Satan's hatred of human beings is real. And his plans are real. 30,000 guillotines shipped to a concentration camp is real. Or they killed the guy for no reason. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The chip coming out is real. Changing your DNA is real. Okay? So I want you guys to know and understand that, because people who are not saved have not made plans for the tribulation, and God wants them to make plans and make plans with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay? Because if you don't have any plans, then Satan will do it all for you.
Yep.
Okay? So let's continue to go here. Let's go to Revelation.
Good word.
You guys know how all these demons got here, right? You know the men, the angels with the women. You know the whole story, all right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if you read the book of Jasher, they were also messing with DNA, and they have perfected it, okay? Revelation, we're going to start in the good part. We're going to start in Revelation chapter 4, okay? Revelation chapter 4. Not 1, 2, or 3, but 4, which 4 is what? The delete, the door, okay? Because this is the door that God is going to open for us in heaven. Oh, I had a vision. God gave me a vision. The rain was coming down out of the sky, but it only landed on the clouds. It wasn't going through the clouds. There was rain above the clouds, and the rain was coming down, and it was landing on the clouds, but I was looking under the clouds to see if the rain was going, was falling through it. But the rain wasn't falling through it. And I was like, what was that? And the Lord said, he's coming down to the clouds and he's calling you up. That rain is the living water. That's Jesus Christ. He's coming down to the clouds, but he's not going through it. He's calling you up. So understand, God has a plan for us, okay? I thought that's a beautiful vision. I'm seeing rain and it's above the clouds and it's hitting the clouds but not coming through it. And God says, that's because the water, that's the living water. That's Jesus. That's the living water. It's coming down to the cloud, but it's not coming through the cloud. It's going to call you up to the cloud. You understand?
Amen.
So we have to understand, look, like the rest of the Bible's prophecies, all prophecies are a promise from the Word of God.
Yes.
Tribulation is not a suggestion. It is a promise.
Yeah.
It will happen. And you have the opportunity to make plans, okay? See, because Drea, you remember when the guy say, hey, you guys got, they used to have the gay parade on Ocean Boulevard. And they say, hey, you guys got plans for Sunday? We say, yeah, we got plans not to be here. Right? And I'm telling you, we got to make plans not to be here. You got to make plans. Okay?
Amen.
Now watch this. Here we go. Revelation chapter 4. Here we go.
Verse 1.
This is after the, it says, after this I looked and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice which I first heard spoke to me like a trumpet, said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. After this what? After the seven churches. Come up here, seven churches. Now, while you're in heaven, I'm going to show you what's going to take place after you leave earth. Okay? Because that's where God wants the church. Out of the earth. The Gentile church, get out of the earth because the time of promise, the time of confusion is coming. So he says, come up here. I will show you what must take place after this. At once, John says, I was in the spirit and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper, carnelian, a rainbow resembling an emerald, encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 elders, or 24 thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. And they were dressed in white. White is for what? The saints. And had the crown of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, pearls, thunders. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. What are those seven lamps?
Churches.
The churches. They are blazing. They are bringing forth light in heaven. Okay? The seven lamps are blazing. That church, that is the members of the body of Christ. Okay? He says, these are the seven spirits of God. Also, before the throne, there was what looked like to be a sea of glass, clear as crystal. Okay? So, that is the exit of the church into the kingdom.
What goes on once we get into the kingdom? We know that there's a crowning service. We just saw they have crowns on their head. And we know later in this scripture, they take their crowns off and throw them at Jesus' feet.
Yes.
Okay? So we know that a crowning ceremony takes place. We also know that a banquet takes place, because when a bridegroom in a Jewish bridegroom is going to get married, he has to prepare the meal. So you know once you get there, dinner's on.
Amen.
You understand? So there's a banquet, there's a crowning ceremony, and you are in the kingdom of heaven. Now, why are you in the kingdom of heaven? Because you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You didn't play around with it. You had opportunities to sin, but when you got face to face with it, what did you say? No, thank you. I'm living for Jesus.
Yeah.
And you have the ability to say no. And this is how God says he knows that you love him, that you will keep my commandments. If you do what you want, when every time you had opportunity to sin, you sin, God knows you don't love him. Okay? So we're living for him. We know that we're made plans for those 7 years, and that plan is to be with Jesus for those 7 years.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's go here. Let's go to Revelation. Is it 6? Yeah, chapter 6. Go all the way over to 6. We're going to be in the first verse. Oh, my goodness. Now, watch. It says, I watch. Now, we're in heaven, and we're watching Jesus, the Lamb. We're watching him in heaven, and he has a scroll in his hand. And that scroll is the deed to the earth, because he has already paid the price for it.
Amen. Amen.
And he is the only one. If we would have read chapter 5, they was like, who is able to open this scroll? And only one who can open the scroll is the person who paid the price for it. Okay? And Jesus paid the price for earth and for the souls of men. So he is the only one that can open this scroll.
Amen.
And redeem the earth. And so we see the Lamb, Jesus Christ. I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come or go. It's the same word in Greek. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, Tekiah, which means a covenant, right? This is not a bow and arrow. This is a covenant that he has. He held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out like a conqueror bent on conquest. Is that Jesus, or is that the Antichrist? That's the Antichrist. It says the Lamb in heaven opened the seal. He's still in heaven. Once he opened the seal, he saw a white horse, and it left, and it went with a bow in its hand, and it was given a crown, and it rode out to conquer and for conquest. He's coming to earth for what?
Conquer.
To conquer and conquest. That's the first thing that happens when you are gone from here that you're going to see. Is that you're going to see Christ open the first seal, and the Antichrist will be released to go ahead and go. And he'll ride out on a white horse. Why is he riding out on a white horse? Because we know Jesus comes back on a white horse, right? So what does Antichrist mean? Does Antichrist, if you read that in Greek, does it say Antichrist? No, it says pseudo Christ.
Right, yeah.
It means trying to be like Christ. Satan is not coming. Satan is not coming to be against Christ. He's coming to pretend to be Christ.
Yes.
He wants the whole world to accept him as Christ.
Yes.
This is why they preach the gospel. You understand? Because they tell you, look, when he comes, they want the whole world to accept him as the Christ.
Yes.
So understand what's going on here. Hallelujah. So he goes out into the world, and the quest to conquer the world begins. Where's the church at?
Yeah.
in heaven. Why? We made plans not to be here. Then it says in verse 3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard a second living creature say, go. And it says, then another horse came out, a fiery red, and its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. Why is he taking peace from the earth? I know that this is 3.5 years into the tribulation. You know how I know? Because he's taking peace from the earth. When the Antichrist came, what did he have? He had a bow with a covenant of peace. And he said, no more war, because he's going to be doing all of his killing in the secret. That's why they got 1,401 concentration camps and 30,000 guillotines. See, he's preparing for the 7 years.
Yeah.
You understand? Are you preparing to leave? Mm. Okay? So, here we go. So, it says here, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, go. I looked, and there before me was a black horse, and its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living creatures said, a quart of wheat for a day's wage, and 3 quarts of barley for a day's wage, and do not damage the oil and the wine. And when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth living creature say, go. And I looked, and there before me was a pale horse, and its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him, and they were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beast of the earth. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm glad I made plans. Here. Wild beasts of the earth? When there's a lion? Nah. I don't want to be here. I don't even want to guess at none of this, because I've already made my plans to leave.
Amen.
It says, when the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been killed, had been slain because of what? The word of God. They were on the earth. They got left from the tribulation. They're on the earth, and they're, what do you mean for the word of God? What do you mean for the word? Well, they're getting killed because of the word of God. They were keeping a testimony that they believed in Jesus Christ. They refused to take the mark of the beast. That's some bold stuff. Because everybody, Revelation 13 says everybody is going to be forced to take it. Who are these people to say, no, we believe in Jesus, we're not going to do it? Why aren't you already gone?
Right.
Because you were playing with Jesus before, but now you know it's real.
Right.
Okay? So now they're saying, no, we're not taking the mark. We used to think that this was a joke, but now we know it's real.
Uh-huh.
And we would rather die than take the mark, because we know the scripture that says if you take the mark, you can't be saved.
Right.
Okay? So they're trying to survive. And so this is what they say. Look, it says, when they opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, how long, sovereign Lord? They're talking to God, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood. What are the inhabitants?
Nephilim.
The kata oku is the Greek word. It is a compound word, two words in one. Those who have been cast down and are now dwelling upon the earth. It is a compound word, cast down and dwelling. You understand? Otherwise, they would have said, when are you going to revenge us over the evil people that are living? No, not the evil people. The kata oku, the cast down dwellers upon the earth. How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood. Then each of them was given a white robe. They made it through. Look, they made it into tribulation by not taking the mark. And they were told to wait a little longer until the number of the fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they were had been complete. So they're waiting in heaven. They're at peace now, and they're waiting for the rest of those on the earth who are refusing to take the mark to arrive in heaven. Okay? And it says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun turned black, like sackcloth made of goat's hair, and the whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree and when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll. Do you guys just hear that?
Yeah.
The sky receded like a scroll. The sky rolled back. Isaiah 34 says this is going to happen too. Isaiah 44:24 says one day the sky is going to roll back like a scroll. And it's going to roll back. And then when it rolls back, guess what the whole world is going to be able to see? The Lamb on the throne in the sky, in the heavens. And the whole earth is going to quake. Listen, the sky receded like a scroll rolling up. And every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the general, the rich men, the mighty, and the slaves, and every free man hid himself, hid in caves amongst the rocks and the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. How can they see who's sitting on the throne? That sky, that's a tallit over us, that God stretched out as a tallit over the world to separate us from him. When it's time for him to come, he's rolling it back.
Amen.
And they'll be able to see the heavens, God sitting on the throne. And they'll say, hide us from the Lamb.
Yeah.
Now they're scared of the Lamb. Understand, God's plans are promise. These are not plans. God is not writing so that you can read something interesting. Okay? That's fiction. When God writes something, he's telling you what's going to happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. He's telling you. Now, this is the end of the tribulation. That's the end of that 7-year period. Okay? When he returns, what does the scripture say? Let's go to Revelation 19.
10 minutes back.
Yes.
What verse?
11? Yes, verse 11. So watch Christ getting ready to return. He says, I saw heaven stand open, and there before me was a white horse. This is a real white horse this time, you guys, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice, and he judges and makes war. Wow. His eyes are like a blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on it that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of the heavens were following him, riding on white horse, dressed in fine linen, white and clean. That's us, you guys. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will tread the winepress of fury of the wrath of God. And it says, on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's when he comes back. Now look.
I just read to you God's plan for people who make plans for that 7 years. I have a ticket. I already purchased it. I'm keeping it safe. You know how you get to the airport and you forgot the tickets? Mm-hmm. That ain't happening. I'm keeping it in a safe place, right? Because I value it, because I know I'm leaving, right?
Yes.
When I leave, God says, when you leave, Malachi 7 says, when you leave, don't you trust. No. When the church leaves, God says, don't trust anybody. Everybody will be wicked.
Everybody.
You understand what he's saying? When the church leaves, everybody will be wicked. Don't trust anybody. I don't care who you, if that's the person you go to bed with. I don't care if it's your brother, your mother, your sister. Said everybody's going to be wicked. Okay? So understand, look. Do you have plans for the tribulation? Because if you don't, Satan will plan it for you. If you do, make sure you're planning it with Christ, okay? Because the world is already evil, okay?
Yeah.
It's already evil. Look at, see. When that guy told on Tom Hanks, when he told, okay? And he told on a lot of Hollywood people. You guys know who I'm talking about? Isaac Cappy? When he told what they were doing and how evil they were, okay? And he was telling. And he was telling on everybody. Some people were getting arrested. Because he was saying, I was at their house and I know what's going on. These people are filthy. Tom Hanks post, before they kill him, he posts on his Twitter, wow, what do you call it, roadkill on Highway 66? He posted that 3 days before they threw the guy off the bridge on Highway 66.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks posted it. Why? He was one of the guys the guy told on, him and Spielberg and all of them, right?
Wow.
He told on them. And this guy ends up, they said, oh, he committed suicide. He jumped off the bridge. The guy who hit him in the truck said, I didn't hit a person, I hit a box. So whoever threw him off in a cardboard box. So I don't think people get in a cardboard box and then jump off of the bridge. He was murdered. So understand, see, something's going on in Hollywood that they don't tell you about.
Right.
Underground tunnels that go, that's moving through the city. Underground tunnels that go into the house, to Hugh Hefner's house. Underground tunnels everywhere. All this stuff that's going on. And we, the regular people, you know, still playing church and not understanding that this whole thing is a spiritual war. We're not understanding what's going on. But one thing the Lord said, you're going to have to understand. Tribulation's coming.
Yeah.
The church is leaving. Okay? I don't know when. And tell you the truth, I ain't even trying to know when right now. I think it's soon, but I'm telling you right now, it's coming. How do I know it's coming? I can see the evil that's in the world, and I know God ain't gonna leave it like this. God can't leave. You can't. Even with the homeless problems, you can't leave our earth like this.
Right.
Something's gotta change, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
We're part of the change. We're basically in the way of the change because can't nothing happen till you leave. That's what Thessalonians says, right? Until we're taken out of the way and the Holy Spirit takes us out of here, nothing's happening, okay?
Yeah.
So let's make sure we stay ready to go because when we leave, then the cleanup process will start. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That's it, Pastor. Hallelujah.